right, here we go. Welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. Give us 600 seconds and we'll give you the tools you need to improve your handicapping. Great to have you in today, everybody. My name is Joe Fortenball, and here's a look at what we have coming up on today's episode. Mark Lawrence, one of my absolute favorite college football handicappers on the planet, and he also happens to be a first-class gentleman extraordinaire. He's going to join the show in a few minutes to help us sort through the Week 5 college football slate. We're going to close the show with two picks I'm going to throw your way. But first, we begin with our upset alert of the week. 2 weeks ago, we put UCLA on upset alert. They went to Memphis as road favorites, small road favorites, but lost outright. Last week, we gave you Penn State as our upset alert. They went to Iowa, and they needed every bit of 60 minutes to get past the Hawkeyes at Kinnick Stadium. That was a thrilling game. Saquon Barkley, Penn State running back, making his case for the Heisman Trophy, but it was Trace McSorley to Juwan Johnson on the final play of the game to give Penn State a 21-19 walk-off victory. Good news for us, we had Iowa plus the points. So, who are we putting on upset alert this week? Well, Friday night, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, it's the USC Trojans, the undefeated men of Troy, traveling to Washington to take on Mike Leach, Luke Falk, and the Washington State Cougars. Washington State currently catching 3.5 points. USC is in a very difficult situation here. 2 weeks ago, the defense needed overtime to get past Texas at the Coliseum. Last week, the defense found itself in a barn burner at Berkeley against the upstart California Golden Bears. So you've got two games in a row where this defense has been absolutely taxed, and now they're heading back out on the road, short week, under the lights, Friday night, Pullman, Washington, to take on a quarterback in Luke Falk, who's made 34 appearances during his time as a Cougar. He's experienced, and we all know Mike Leach loves to run an up-tempo, fast-paced, spread-em-out attack. This defense for USC is going to be in some big trouble in this game. The Trojans, 1-4 against the spread over their last five games overall, 3-8 against the spread over their last 11 road games. Meanwhile, Washington State is 12-3 against the spread over their last 15 games, coming off an against-the-spread victory. And here's the kicker. Mike Leach, head coach at Washington State, is 9-1 against the spread as an underdog when matched up with an undefeated opponent since he joined the Washington State coaching staff. Friday night in Pullman, the USC Trojans are on upset alert.
Going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Mark Lawrence with how to bet college football in Week 5 in just a moment. But first, head over to coversexperts.com. Use the promo code SHARP600. We'll give you a free $30 credit towards your next Covers Expert purchase. That's the promo code SHARP600 at coversexperts.com for a free $30 credit towards your next Covers Expert purchase. Right after that, head to covers.com, get yourself into the Streak Survivor contest for your chance, completely free, to win $100,000. He's a professional handicapper who you can follow on Twitter at Mark Lawrence. Check out the website playbook.com for one of the best newsletters in the business. Mark Lawrence joining us here on the Sharp 600. Mark, as always, thank you so much for your time. We'll jump right into it. 4 weeks into the college football season, any major movers and shakers up and down the power rankings for you to this point in the year?
Well, I'm going to be brutally honest with you, Joe. I really don't do rankings per se. I kind of like handicap the line that the odds maker puts out, and I work with that. I don't ever feel like I'm an odds maker. I don't want to think I can make a better line than the odds maker. I just handicap what he gives me. But I do know this, that when looking at the lines each week, we're looking at teams that are very, very popular, very, very successful. Noteworthy Oklahoma State Cowboys. Every one of their lines had moved up 2 and 3 points off of every opening line move up until they lost the football game last week. And now that they lose the game, what happens to them this week? Everybody jumps off them like a sinking ship. The line goes down on Oklahoma State as opposed to up. So I think the most important thing when it comes to rankings for me is to follow out who's streaking, who's covering the spread, and we can correlate that into which way the lines are going to move.
All right, I'm going to follow up with that game right there because it was the next one on my list. Oklahoma State opened -11 at Texas Tech. It has since been bet down to 9.5. How flat do you think Gundy's crew is going to look following that TCU loss?
Well, they certainly will have an air of a bubble burst in the air about them because their potential perfect season was ruined last week, and as a double-digit favorite, no less. So it's going to be very, very difficult, I think, for Gundy to get this football team up for one reason. The other reason is Texas Tech is a highly potent offense, as we both know. The fault with them is obviously no defense for this football team, but expect another real high-scoring football game, and I wouldn't be surprised whoever scores last in this football game wins the contest.
ACC showdown Saturday night. It's Clemson laying 7.5 at Virginia Tech. It's going to be a hostile environment for the Hokies. Clemson has already shown the ability to go on the road by beating Louisville in a hostile environment. How do you see this one playing out Saturday night?
Well, you know, Virginia Tech has had this game circled since last year's ACC championship game, which they narrowly lost to Clemson by only a field goal in the contest. So they're sitting there waiting for the Tigers to arrive. What bothers Clemson is they have this big bullseye in their back right now, the defending national champions. Very, very tough to do that and go on the road and come away successful here. I got to like Virginia Tech's chances in this football game. And I think Clemson cracked a little bit. They showed a little bit of sign of weakness last week when they played Boston College poorly. They were tied 7-7 in the fourth quarter of that football game. So they can be exposed. This will be a tough game for Kelly Bryant in his first year starting in a tough environment like this. I think Virginia Tech pulls the upset in this game.
Maybe it's just me, but it feels like one of the ultimate contrarian plays this week could be the Tennessee Volunteers. They give up the Hail Mary 2 weeks ago against Florida. They barely get past UMass last week. Everyone thinks Butch Jones is headed for the firing squad. Meanwhile, Georgia looked fantastic Saturday night against Mississippi State. They're rolling into Knoxville as 7.5-point favorites. Could this be a dicey situation for the Bulldogs?
It normally would be, Joe. I would agree with that. But, you know, given the fact that Tennessee has taken the Bulldogs out twice each of the last 2 years, guarantees that the Georgia Bulldogs will be focused for this game. I think the pressure is squarely on Butch Jones here. He needs to get this monkey off his back. He's got to stop talking and start delivering here because he's got a lot of talent there. They're just not producing. What I don't like is their poor performance as home underdogs against quality teams. 0-9 straight up. No point spread covers in those games against 888 or better teams as a home dog here. I think the Tennessee woes continue. The Georgia Bulldogs roll on.
Two teams that are coming off disappointing losses last week, Iowa and Michigan State. The Spartans are going to be 3.5-point favorites. Are these games difficult to handicap given the emotional letdown that occurred for both teams possibly in the buildup to this game?
A little bit tricky that way, yes, it is, because in Iowa, you know, the football team that could come completely flat given the circumstance of the finish of that game last week. Michigan State, I think to a man, feels like they outplayed Notre Dame in that football contest here. They outyarded them 141 yards in the game, so they feel that they won the game in the line of scrimmage. I think that'll bode well for them this particular week. I think Hayden Fry, his predecessor, has a tough job getting his football team back up for this contest here. I think Michigan State gets the win in the cover.
Every week we like to open the college football podcast with our upset alert. 2 weeks ago, it was UCLA on upset alert at Memphis. Last week, it was Penn State on upset alert at Iowa. This week, we're putting USC on upset alert Friday night at Washington State. Mark, what are the odds Washington State shocks the Trojans Friday night in Pullman?
I think there's good chances for Washington State in this football game here. You're looking at Southern Cal, a football team whose defense is suspect right now. They're bringing them out into a weekday game where they've only covered once in the last five times when they're not playing on a Saturday in regular season here. You've got in Washington State, Joe, a team that owns the better offense and the better defense, taking points at home, and you've got a coach in Mike Leach in his best role when he's been a home dog against undefeated teams 20 times. He's beat the spread 15 of those 20 times. I like Washington State's chances for the upset here as well.
Now, we hit on most of the major games this weekend. Are there any under-the-radar matchups that we should be keeping an eye on for Saturday?
There's marquee games, obviously, that dot the board everywhere, but I have to ask myself, what's wrong with Stanford here right now? This is a football team whose defense is getting shredded as we're speaking. It's really un-David Shaw-like for that to happen to this team. They've been out-yarded in each of their last three football games. I'll say this for Arizona State. Graham is on the head on the hot seat, Todd Graham, and if he can get in and out of Stanford alive, he can lower the temperature in the hot seat immensely here. I think the pressure is on Stanford to finally put a good football game together here. Laying double digits, I think, could be a tall task for them. I'll have to grab the points with the Sun Devils in this under-the-radar game.
Follow him on Twitter, at Mark Lawrence. Check out the website, playbook.com, where you can find one of the best newsletters in the business, the Playbook newsletter. Mark Lawrence joining us here on the Sharp 600. Mark, dynamite stuff as always. Thank you for your time. Best of luck this weekend.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe. As always, best of luck to you this week as well.
Going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Time to make some money. Give me some music. Game number one, Florida State laying 7.5 at Wake Forest. The Seminoles' last 0-3 start came in 1976, and now that FSU is 0-2 on the season after humiliating losses to both Alabama and NC State, most of the country is throwing in the towel on Jimbo Fisher's troops. Don't make that mistake, because where others zig, we zag. Sure, Wake Forest is 4-0 on the season, but those are wins over Presbyterian, Boston College, Utah State, and Appalachian State, whom Wake beat 20-19 last week despite being outgained 494 total yards to 344 total yards. Major bounce back spot here for the Seminoles, who need to get right before Miami next week. Huge talent discrepancy here. Lay the 7.5 with the Seminoles. Game number two, it's Tennessee plus 7.5 hosting Georgia. This is a total contrarian play here. Georgia is 4-0 off a serious dismantling of Mississippi State last Saturday night, while Tennessee is the laughingstock of the SEC after blowing it 26-20 2 weeks ago via Hail Mary at Florida, and then needing a full 60 minutes to get past a lousy UMass team last week, 17-13. So this should be a total blowout, right? It just seems too obvious. Tennessee is 8-3 against the spread over their last 11 games against teams with a winning record. Georgia is 1-4 against the spread over their last 5 games at Tennessee. And oh, by the way, the Volunteers are on the bye next week. It's time to get right. Take the Volunteers at home over Georgia plus the 7.5 points. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap for this week's College Football Pod. As always, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling your friends. This thing is growing faster than I ever could have possibly imagined. We love you for it. Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. We're back later in the week with the NFL Pod. Until then, best of luck, everybody.